Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
The football gods are always on the Bears' shoulders.
Eason dragged down by Steve McMichael, fumbles. The Bears have it. They rule it. Yes, it is a fumble. The number 99, Dan Hampton, has it for the Bears.
Here's Dan Hampton.
Brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Drive what Hamp drives. Chevy.
It's go time.
Always great to catch up with Hamp. You will hear him pre-game and post-game on 720 WGN with Ed Obradovich, and it's always brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Hamp, Kevin's a little nervous about this weekend. Do the Bears have a big game ahead of them? Any chance they pull this one out?
Hey, first of all, it's not only a chance to get to 8-3, which is a pretty amazing record. Everyone back in August would say, wow, if we could take an 8-3 record going into Thanksgiving, we would all take it. But guess who could possibly be our nemesis? And that's right, the Wicked Witch. Aaron Rodgers, and we don't know if he's going to play, but it's going to be fun to see how this all plays out.
Hey, Amp, I think, I'm excited about this one. I'm excited about the Philly game, too, because I think these are going to be really good tests for the Bears. And I think I have a pretty good feeling Rodgers is going to play Sunday. We'll see. But there's sort of this cloud over this Bears team. Like, okay, what are they? Are they good? Have they been lucky? Were they fortunate to face or not face certain quarterbacks? These are two really good tests for the Bears coming up here, Hamp, which I think is a good thing. I want to see what they look like against a Mike Tomlin-led team, against an Eagles team the day after Thanksgiving. This will be good for this Bears team, even though they're going to be tough games.
I agree. You know, our offense is ranking in the top six in practically all of the categories, but are they an offense that you have confidence in and you say, wow, watch these guys go to work? Not really. You know, last week we scored, one touchdown, just one. And at some point you got to start thinking, okay, maybe they're good, maybe they're not. But, you know, the question that I asked the great Ed Obradovich, I said, are we now 7-3 because we're good? Or are we good because we're 7-3? This team has still got a lot of question marks. And we're going to find out what they want to do.
And Hamp, this Steelers defense, which I know statistically they've given up more passing yards than anyone. You look at some of the categories, maybe not overly impressive, but Hamp, you look at this front for Pittsburgh, guys with like Cam Hayward, T.J. Watt, Patrick Queen. These are veterans, proven talents on the front for Pittsburgh. Ben Johnson talked about it this week. Forget the stats and the numbers. This is going to be a tough challenge for the Bears offense on Sunday.
Absolutely. And, our offensive line has been better, but a lot of the stats have been skewed because of the fact Caleb Williams is hard to tackle in the backfield. He has been Houdini, and he's gotten away from a lot of pressure. But all that being said, this is a very, very solid defense as far as pass rushers. Now, if we are able to get them stymied, get some big plays, that would be great. But I will tell you this. The bottom line is, this offense has sooner or later got to understand you've got to be more, functional. And one touchdown a game will not cut it. We were able to win in Minnesota. But at some point, Caleb Williams has got to kind of, take the bait and start making some plays down the field. If he does, this game could be in hand. But I will tell you this, for whatever reason, the Bears have always had a great record against the Steelers in Soldier Field. I think they are 12-1. So this is going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
I was surprised to see that too, Hamp. The Bears lead the all-time series 19-8-1. And as you said, 12-1 at home against the Steelers, an organization that knows nothing but winning. And the injury front for the Bears, Hamp, I don't know if I've ever seen all three linebackers ruled out in one game, but Tremaine Edmonds, T.J. Edwards, and Noah Sewell have all been ruled out for Sunday's game. Now, the Bears might be getting Jalen Johnson back on Sunday. That would be huge. How big of a challenge is that for the Bears defense when you're missing all of your linebackers?
Wow. I don't think I've ever seen that.
No.
And, you know, at some point, you know, a lot of times they hold players out in practice just to kind of get them ready for Sunday. But at some point, that has to be, a big factor. And if I'm Aaron Rodgers and his whole career has been, you know, basically – taking advantage of matchups with linebackers over the middle in the intermediate, you know, passing areas. This is, like I said, this is all up in the air. We're going to find out come Sunday about 11:30 who's able to play, who's not. And if we don't have our starting three linebackers, hey, all bets are off. Let's see what happens.
Hey, Hamp, in Philadelphia this morning, we know about Philadelphia fans. There were kids in an elementary school on TV. They had punching bags set up in the hallway, and on each punching bag were members of the Dallas Cowboys team who they're playing this weekend. The kids were punching and kicking, and, you know, the TV reporter was stomping on pictures, and people are kind of losing their minds going, really? We need to do this in elementary school? And someone said, there was a time that you shared a story when you went to Green Bay, you saw kids punching bears, like teddy bears and stuff. Is that true, or is that just urban legend?
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, the great part was, back in the day, they had refrigerators in the parking lot, and people had sledgehammers beating up the refrigerator. Can't wait for the Bears to show up and beat up the refrigerator. It was awesome. And, hey, listen, whatever the fans want to do, that's fine with me. But I will tell you this, it would be great for us, finally, to put an end to the Aaron Rodgers reign of terror that he has had on the Chicago Bear faithful. And if we could find a way to kind of, you know, extinguish his career in one fell swoop come Sunday, wouldn't that be great?
Oh, it'd be so great. One of our listeners sent in a text and they said his last memory of Soldier Field should be face down with some dirt in his mouth.
That would be absolutely perfect. And, you know, I've got to tell you, as a co-owner of the Bears in years past, it would be a great way for them to carry him off. It would be awful.
Hamp, say hello to my longtime boss, Mr. Katz. I saw he's sitting in with you guys on Sunday. Dave Edits back at the radio station with you and Hamp on you and OB on Sunday.
Oh, that's great. And Mr. Katz and I have been down many roads together, and we can't wait to bring everybody up to speed for the kickoff. We'll be on at 11 o'clock. And the one thing is, look, this isn't one of those games that, you can say, well, it really doesn't matter. Yes, it matters. If the Bears win, they have a 73% chance of making the playoffs. I hope everyone on the Bears roster understands this is a huge game and it matters. And you know what? If we could extinguish the Aaron Rodgers, you know, reign of sorcery, And the same time, what a wonderful weekend that would be.
Absolutely. Give us a tagline.
All I can tell you is the Bears win 20-17. Go Bears.